right, let's jump right in. Today we're tackling some ancient legal codes, the Book of Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy.
To be exact. I know, and it doesn't sound super exciting, but trust me, this stuff is way more relevant than you might think.
Oh, absolutely. It's incredible how these ancient texts can still, you know, spark conversations about justice and fairness, how we relate to each other, even thousands of years later.
And we're zeroing in on Deuteronomy 21.
Okay.
Which covers all kinds of scenarios. We're talking like murder mysteries,
Whoa.
War and marriage,
Wow.
family feuds, even what to do with a body after an execution.
It gives us a glimpse into, you know, the values and the structures of ancient Israel, how they dealt with these issues that are still relevant to us today.
Let's start with this unsolved murder mystery, right?
Here.
Deuteronomy 21 lays out this whole ritual. If someone is found murdered, nobody knows who did it.
Right.
The elders of the nearest town, they have to perform this ceremony with a heifer in a valley.
It's not about finding a scapegoat. Not at all. It's more about acknowledging as a community this shared responsibility that we have
right.
for justice and, you know, seeking a kind of forgiveness for this act.
So it's not just about, like, one person. Right.
Yeah.
Pinning it on one person.
Exactly.
It's like recognizing that everyone has a role.
Absolutely.
In keeping society, you know,
yes.
safe and just.
100%.
Does that, I mean, how does that resonate, you know, today?
Yes.
In our modern world.
Absolutely. We may not have these rituals with heifers anymore.
Right.
But think about cyberbullying.
Oh.
Often really difficult to pinpoint just one perpetrator.
Yeah.
But the online community as a whole can either contribute to a culture where that happens or actively work to prevent it.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
It's easy to just say, well, I didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
But what can I do?
Exactly.
To make it better?
100%.
Yeah. And I think
that's not just online, right?
Yeah.
It's not just online. You're right. You're right. Like, think about environmental issues.
Exactly.
Pollution, right?
Yes.
We might not be the ones dumping toxins in the river.
Right.
But all of our choices,
our everyday choices
as consumers, contribute to that problem.
Absolutely.
So Deuteronomy kind of, I don't know, it makes us think about.
Yeah, it challenges us.
Yeah, it challenges us.
To think about our role in these complex issues.
Okay, let's move on. We've got war and marriage.
Ooh, okay.
Deuteronomy 21 has these rules about what happens when a soldier takes a woman captive during war.
Right.
And she could, get this, become his wife.
It's really important to remember the historical context.
Yeah.
These laws come from a time when there was a lot of war.
Right.
Treatment of women in these situations was often brutal.
Yeah.
But Deuteronomy 21, while not condoning the act of taking captives,
right,
tries to introduce some level of protection.
Okay.
And regulation.
So there was an attempt to, like, limit that.
Absolutely.
Abuse of power.
Yeah. Even back then.
Yeah.
What stands out?
It's fascinating.
About these rules to you?
What's fascinating is that the woman, she has rights.
Okay.
She has a month to mourn her family.
Right.
And if the man decides he doesn't want to marry her, he cannot sell her into slavery.
Wow.
He has to let her go free.
That's surprising.
Yeah.
I did not expect that.
Right.
That level of consideration for a captive woman back then.
It shows that they understood that there was a basic human dignity that should be preserved.
Yeah.
Even though she was a captive,
right,
she wasn't just property. She had rights.
It really makes you think about how these ancient ideas about power, compassion, ethical behavior,
right,
stack up against how we handle things today.
Absolutely.
Relationships.
Yeah.
Conflicts today.
Yeah, totally.
So it's fascinating. Even in these, like, really ancient laws,
yeah,
there's this tension between being practical and being compassionate.
Right.
Okay, let's move on to family matters.
Okay, sure.
Deuteronomy 21 tackles inheritance.
Oh, the drama.
Oh, the drama.
That sibling rivalry, parental favoritism.
Oh.
Who gets the bigger piece of the pie?
Deuteronomy 21 addresses specifically a man with two wives.
Okay.
And you can imagine how complicated that gets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
When it's time to divide up the inheritance.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So the law tries to make a system that's fair and impartial.
Yeah.
Regardless of, you know.
Feeling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Feelings.
Yeah.
So picture this.
Okay.
The man has sons from both wives.
Okay.
And the law says the firstborn son,
mm-hmm,
even if he's born to the less loved wife,
right,
gets a double portion.
Wow.
No exceptions.
It's like, leave your feelings at the door.
Yeah.
This is about fairness.
Yes.
This is about justice.
Does that, I mean, how does that concept play out in today's world?
Right.
Like, do we always put fairness first?
That's a good question.
Or do we let those biases creep in?
I think we've all seen situations where, you know, someone's the favorite,
right?
Or, you know, prejudice comes into play, whether it's family dynamics, the workplace, or even society at large.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that challenge is still there.
That tension is still there.
Like Deuteronomy 21 is pointing to.
Right. Okay, let's talk about the stubborn and rebellious son. This is one of those laws that makes you think.
It really does show how different things were.
It really does.
Back then.
So imagine a son who just won't listen to you.
Uh-oh.
He's out partying, drinking, causing trouble.
Okay.
In ancient Israel, this wasn't just a family problem.
Yeah.
This was a community problem.
It's like it takes a village.
It does. If the parents couldn't get him to straighten up, they could actually bring him.
Oh, wow.
Before the elders of the city.
Really?
And the consequences
were,
let's just say, very severe.
Okay.
We're talking punishments that would be unthinkable today.
Wow.
It really shows how differently they viewed, like...
the role of community.
Community. Like obedience.
Obedience, respect.
Yes.
Yeah, it's interesting.
While we don't condone those methods today...
Of course not.
It does make you think about...
boundaries.
Boundaries.
Consequences.
Right. How do we hold people accountable for their actions?
Yeah, absolutely. So how do you think our approach compares to that?
It's a great question, I think, today.
Yeah.
We focus more on, like, rehabilitation.
Right, right.
Not punishment.
Especially with young people.
Especially with young people.
Yeah.
Teenagers are still developing.
They make mistakes.
They're going to make mistakes.
It's a tough balance, right?
Yeah.
Between freedom and... boundaries, consequences.
Like, how do we do that today?
Yeah. And that whole community aspect.
Yeah.
We've kind of moved away from that.
Right. It's a more individual approach to justice now.
It makes you wonder if we lost something there.
Maybe.
In that shift.
Maybe we did. Okay. Let's move on to the final section of Deuteronomy 21.
Okay.
This one's about what happens to someone who's been executed.
Oh, wow.
For a crime.
Okay.
This one really struck me.
It's powerful.
It is.
It really shows that they recognize basic human dignity even when it came to punishment.
So picture this.
Okay.
A person has been convicted, sentenced to death.
Okay.
They could be hanged on a tree.
Right.
But the law says
the
body can't be left there overnight.
Oh, wow.
It had to be buried the same day.
That's a really interesting detail.
It is. It's like saying, even though they did something terrible, they still deserve a proper burial.
It's not about condoning what they did.
No.
It's about recognizing their humanity.
Exactly. What do you think about that?
It's really relevant today when we think about the rights of prisoners, the death penalty, how we treat people, even when they've done wrong.
Even when they've done wrong.
Deuteronomy 21. In its own way, was thinking about these same questions.
Yes, like saying we can punish the crime, but we don't have to dehumanize the person.
Exactly.
It makes you think about that line, you know, between justice and vengeance.
It does. It really does.
It's not about, you know.
And this idea of respecting human dignity, even when someone's messed up. I mean, that's influenced so much our modern legal codes.
Right.
International human rights declarations.
It's still being debated today.
Absolutely.
All these ideas.
That's a big one.
Huge. It's amazing how these ancient laws from Deuteronomy.
I know, right?
They were written so long ago.
Thousands of years ago.
But they can still, like, get us talking about spark a conversation. About justice, fairness, how we treat each other.
It's incredible. It speaks to how, you know, these basic human questions, these concerns, they just keep coming up.
They're timeless.
They are timeless. The situations change.
Right.
But the core issues, they're the same.
Power.
Power, passion.
Ethical behavior.
We're still figuring it out.
We're still figuring it out.
Oh.
All right. As we wrap up our deep dive into Deuteronomy 21.
Okay.
I want to leave you with a final thought.
All right.
Imagine... you have to create a modern version of these ancient laws.
I like it.
Which principle would you adapt for today's world?
That's a good one.
And how would you update it?
Yeah.
To meet the challenges.
To reflect our values.
Our values. Today, something to think about.
It is.
Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.
Absolutely.
Until next time, keep exploring.
Keep questioning.
Keep questioning.
And keep diving deep.
See you later.